Would you vote for an actor for president? It's 6 minutes, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine on this Friday, June the 1st. And of course, America has voted for celebrities in the past. Ronald Reagan, anyone? Now Law & Order actor Fred Thompson is probably going to jump into the fray for president in 2008. He's not only an actor, but a former Republican senator who represented Tennessee for 8 years. Earlier this week, he started up a Testing the Waters committee to explore the run. He hasn't officially announced that he'll jump into the race just yet, but observers say that could come as soon as the 4th of July weekend. We will talk about a potential run of Fred Thompson for president during this hour. And we'll wonder what you think. What is his appeal? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Even before this recent news, Fred Thompson polling very well. Some polls placed him third behind John McCain and Rudy Giuliani's. Others said he could either tie or beat Hillary Clinton in a head-to-head race. Here in Wisconsin, a straw poll at the Republican Party convention showed him number one, Fred Thompson, followed by former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson here in Wisconsin. We'll explore what to expect from his potential candidacy with our guest this hour, who co-wrote a book about celebrities and politics, and we welcome you to join in the conversation, too. How familiar are you with Fred Thompson's politics? Would you vote for him? Do you think people would vote for him just because they watch Law & Order? Will his acting career help or hurt his political future? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Let me welcome our guest, Daryl West, professor of political science at Brown University, co-author with John Orman of Celebrity Politics. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us again.
My pleasure.
So this is not a huge surprise. A lot of people were speculating that Fred Thompson was going to run. He certainly has a lot of people hoping he'll run, doesn't he?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a reflection on the relative weakness of the current GOP field, that people have been encouraging other individuals to come into this race. So there's been a lot of speculation about Thompson. If he does come in, as increasingly looks like is going to be the case, he will be a very strong contender because he brings strong credentials, people like him, and he would certainly command a lot of attention.
Yeah. He's a strong contender because so many people know him from his acting career, or is it more than that?
Well, he's well-known, and certainly having been on Law & Order is a tremendous boost for him. But he also has other strengths. He's a good communicator. He is trusted by the conservative base within the Republican primary, which is really not the case with McCain, Giuliani, or Romney. Each of them has had to modify some of their policy positions in order to appeal to those conservatives, and so now are being subject to the flip-flop charge. But at the same time, that Thompson is pretty conservative and has consistently been conservative, he has crossover appeal to independents. And so that would give him the opportunity in a general election to be a very strong candidate.
Yeah. What is it that the base doesn't like about the top three right now?
Well, Giuliani, of course, is way too liberal on a wide variety of social issues. I mean, in the past, he's been pro-choice on abortion, pro gay rights, and anti-gun or in support of gun control. And so that makes him suspicious in the eyes of the real conservatives within the party. And, of course, he's now modifying some of those positions in order to appeal to them, but they're not really buying that. Romney has some of the same problems. In the past, he has been more liberal on abortion, although now he's trying to present himself in a conservative way. And then McCain has had this unorthodox career where he's generally been conservative, but he has challenged his party on a number of key issues, and so therefore they don't really see him as the true believer that they would like either.
Yeah. So Thompson is and always has been anti-abortion, pro-gun, what else?
He's been consistently conservative on a variety of fiscal social and foreign policy issues. And so people have attached the Reagan label to him because of the obvious parallel of the former actor going into politics. But he's also Reagan-esque in some of the policy positions that he has taken in the past. Mm.
Daryl West, our guest, professor of political science at Brown University, co-author of the book Celebrity Politics, and we are talking about a celebrity who is in politics and it looks like will run for president on the GOP ticket. Fred Thompson will be starting up a Testing the Waters committee, and many are believing that he is going to officially announce that he will run for president maybe as soon as the 4th of July weekend. We welcome your thoughts and questions about a Fred Thompson candidacy. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, June the 1st. We're talking about politics, presidential politics, and the likely entrance of Fred Thompson, Law and Order actor and former senator, saying that he is going to take the first step in what could be his presidential campaign, going to form a Testing the Waters committee. We welcome your thoughts and questions about the possibility of a Fred Thompson candidacy. We'll wonder, if the presidential election were to be held today, would you consider voting for Fred Thompson? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. How strong a candidate is he, and why is that? John in Madison is with us first. Hi, John, you're on the air.
Yeah, well, I think that all of the Republican candidates faced a major problem, that the public understands that Bush's neocon agenda wouldn't have been possible without enabling by the Republican representatives. And this is one big thing that Thompson sidesteps, because he can't be seen as part of one of those that gave this party some type of validity politically, because he was he was an actor during this time. And the other big positive he has is his voice, and he's got the kind of good looks that he looks like a president. He projects authority. But on the downside, I would say that he's a bit older than you would expect for a candidate. He does have a history of being treated for cancer. I think it's in remission. And he's got a Senate record that can work both for and against him. In the past, a Senate record has been something that hasn't been an automatic go-to-the-presidency spot because of that factor. But the real key thing here is he's not a Mormon like Romney. I don't think he's going to say that he's against evolution. And as has already been pointed out, he hasn't gone against the standard credos of the Republican Party on abortion and gun control like Giuliani has. The critical thing to me will be how important the Iraqi war is as far as Republican candidate stance on it in affecting the attractiveness of them to the independents. I think that will be the major thing. But I think of all the candidates, except for this history of cancer, that he's going to be one of the major contenders, he and Romney.
Yep. You agree, Professor West?
Yes, I agree with John that Iraq is still going to be the 800-pound gorilla of this campaign. I mean, that is the big issue. It was the big issue in 2006. It's the reason Republicans lost control of the House and Senate. And the problem for the GOP is Bush has not made any changes in his Iraq policy other than increasing the level of troops there, which is not the message the voters sent in 2006. So his policy is really handicapping all of the major Republicans. I mean, a year ago, I think everybody expected McCain was going to be the GOP nominee, but he has embraced Bush so closely and has been very strongly supportive of the president's Iraq position at a time where the public has turned in the other direction. So I think the interesting thing for Thompson is how he handles the Iraq issue, because if he just jumps in lockstep with Bush, even if he gets the nomination, that could be a fatal flaw for him for the general election. In fact, some people suggested that you know, what a Reagan would do today is basically run against Bush and basically say the guy has betrayed conservative principles and that, you know, he's intervened around the world in places where we don't have a strong national security stake, that he talks about being a fiscal conservative, but he's run up these huge deficits. So I think if Thompson plays the issue right, he could be strong even in the general election. But, you know, he, like the other Republican candidates, faces that very difficult straddle over Iraq.
Yeah. What about his health issue?
I think, that's always going to be an issue with any president who has had a diagnosis like that. But all the information that we have right now is that he's in remission, that there's not currently a major threat to him. But, you know, obviously that's an issue he has to address and reassure voters that he will, if elected, actually be able to serve out the term.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about his the way he looks, and that he's like 6'5", he's got a great voice. He's got those actor credentials going for him, too.
Well, there's this old myth that the tallest presidential candidate always is the one who wins. John Kerry, though, of course, is an exception to that. But oftentimes, you know, looks actually do matter just in the sense that people draw clues about the candidate from looks, style of presentation, mannerisms, and so on. And, of course, you know, that was a big part of the Reagan appeal, that, you know, he projected strong leadership but also had this jovial side that reassured people who might not have agreed with him on the issues. So Thompson has the looks going for him. As a actor who's been outside the Washington establishment for the past few years, he can legitimately say that he has experience having been a senator, but that he's not part of the current mess, that he didn't vote on the Iraq War resolution. He hasn't taken the positions that a sitting senator would have to take. And so being an outsider could be a major advantage for his candidate.
Yeah. And what has he said about the Iraq War and the surge versus, you know, has he talked at all about whether he thinks there should be withdrawal times, that kind of stuff?
I don't know what his view is on a timetable, but I think the most important issue affecting his candidacy is the Iraq War, because on a variety of other dimensions, he fits with the conservative base, but even the base is starting to tire of the $80 billion a year that we're spending on Iraq. So he has to devote a lot of attention. I don't think he's taken clear positions on some of the issues concerning Iraq in terms of how long we should stay there, if we pull out, when should we pull out, and what happens thereafter. But that's certainly going to be the first question he needs to address.
Thanks to John. Jim in Rhinelander is with us now. Hi, Jim.
Good morning. I was interested in what Fred Thompson had to say as far as platform goes and that, but I was disappointed when I heard his reaction to Michael Moore's movie Sitko. What I saw is the typical reaction we've had for about the last 8 years whenever someone disagrees with a topic, like in this case healthcare. They don't debate the message, they attack the messenger. And he was doing that, attacking Michael Moore for going to Cuba as part of his movie while smoking a Cuban cigar.
Yeah, that's right. Why did he pick that fight, Professor West? What do you think?
Well, that's a classic example of picking a fight with an opponent who is highly unpopular with the base to which you're trying to appeal. I mean, Moore is a darling among liberals and progressives, and, you know, at the end of June, his new movie Sicko is going to come out looking at American health care. But, you know, the conservative base hates this guy, and, you know, he's attacked Bush, he's attacked issues of great interest to conservatives. So it's not a bad strategy on Thompson's part to go after Moore, given the base to which he is trying to appeal.
Thank you.
Yeah. He did, what did he say? So he was kind of attacking Castro in his little internet posting where he said, you know, Castro is a bad guy who puts people in jail for dissenting or puts them in mental institutions and gives them electroshock treatments if they dissent. Michael Moore, you ought to think about that, you know, something along those lines. So he was attacking Moore and Castro at the same time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, that does not hurt him with the Republican base, because, you know, one of the things that Moore does in that movie is, in the course of complaining about the poor quality and poor accessibility of American health care, he takes some of these patients to Cuba where they got free treatment. But, of course, that is, then opens himself, Michael Moore, up to the charge of guilt by association, that if he's going to Cuba and embracing the Cuban health care system, does that mean he's embracing political authoritarianism?
Yeah. So Fred Thompson has a lot of appeal, especially for the conservative base. What about, though, to pair it against any of the Democrats? If he should win the GOP nomination, does he have the chops for the nation as a whole?
Well, that's the $64,000 question on him, and we really don't know the answer right now, because he hasn't really been active as a candidate, and we don't know how he's going to handle issues like Iraq. But I do think, if you look, there are national polls that have done the generic test of, do you want a Democrat or a Republican as president in after 2008, and Democrats for the last 6 months have had almost a 20 percentage point lead. Obviously, this does not refer to a specific Democrat and a specific Republican, but I think Bush's legacy is really handicapping whoever becomes the Republican nominee. But I think of the current Republican field, if there's somebody who would have a shot at making that a competitive race, Thompson could be that guy.
Let's go to George in Milwaukee. Hi, George. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. A couple of things. I think Thompson will try to present himself as sort of, you know, an anti-establishment candidate to some extent, but there's some things that belie that. I wonder if the guests could speak to, apparently Thompson working as a lobbyist for many years in Washington, D.C., and also his campaign for the Senate in 94, in which he basically had a PR makeover to make him into this bootstrap and good old boy running around in his actually newly rented red Ford pickup, Chevy pickup truck, and going around the state of Tennessee.
He may have done that makeover in 1994, but the advantage for Thompson is that was 13 years ago. And so that puts him in a different category than Giuliani, who up until the last couple years was giving money to pro-choice organizations, but now has come out in favor of the repeal of Roe versus Wade. You can basically change your position and then 10 years later not have to worry about that change, but when you've changed the position the 1 or 2 years before a presidential campaign, then you look like an opportunist and a flip-flopper. And so I don't think that it will hurt Thompson so much. If he only had been a lobbyist, that certainly would be a problem for him. But Thompson, his most recent history has been as an actor in Hollywood. And we know voters like Hollywood celebrities who run for office. We had President Reagan. We have Governor Schwarzenegger. The advantage that somebody from that background has is they understand the media, so they understand how to present themselves, how to run a campaign, how to appeal to average people. But voters also tend to view these individuals as white knights coming from outside the political establishment. Like career politicians who've been in the Senate for 5, 10, or 20 years, voters don't really trust them because they've spent a lifetime cutting deals, compromising, negotiating, and so they often look unprincipled. People who've come from outside the process haven't done that, and therefore have more credibility with voters.
I need to jump in. It's news time, and then we'll continue.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups, the police who investigate crime and the district attorneys who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 6:36 on this Friday, June the 1st, and one of those prosecutors on the TV show Law and Order, former Tennessee Senator Fred Thompson, is acting as though he is going to run for president. He says he's going to start an exploratory committee, a testing the waters committee, to explore a run. He hasn't officially announced that he's going to jump into the race just yet. But if he does, that will pair him against a real-life former prosecutor, Rudy Giuliani, among others. We're talking about the potential of a Fred Thompson run for the president. We are talking about what his appeal is. Why is it that this unannounced candidate for president is doing so well in the national polls? Why do so many Republicans want him to run? What's wrong with the other candidates? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. What's your reaction to a probable candidacy from Fred Thompson? What is his appeal? And do you think his acting background is going to help or hurt him? We're talking with Daryl West, a professor of political science at Brown University, co-author of the book Celebrity Politics, and we welcome your questions and comments. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Professor West, I guess the bottom line is that Fred Thompson's acting experience is going to help him, according to you?
It is a plus. I mean, people often think that Hollywood celebrities are superficial. They don't know anything. They're not going to do very well if they actually run for office. But if you look at the history of this over the past few decades, most of the athletes and actors who have sought public office have ended up winning. They're adept at dealing with the media. They're able to raise the money that we need in contemporary politics. And they're really good at connecting with ordinary people. And I think those are all strengths that Fred Thompson brings to the process. And it's one of the reasons why he is a very serious candidate and, will certainly be in the upper tier of the GOP field.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a silly question maybe, but we're talking in the office about all of those reruns of Law and Order that are all over the place on cable and elsewhere. And someone is saying, hey, can they still run those with Fred Thompson in them during the campaign? What typically happens in a situation like this? Were they running Hellcats in the Navy when Ronald Reagan was running?
Actually, they were running old Reagan movies when he was running. And the answer to that is those old Law and Order reruns will keep running because they're not political advocacy. They're not saying vote for Fred Thompson. The fact that he happens to be on the air, of course, is good PR for him and will help boost his name identification. But, you know, the other candidates can't demand equal time that, you know, I need a series devoted to me in order to promote my candidacy.
Yeah, and I suppose they didn't stop airing ever any Arnold Schwarzenegger movies when he was running for governor in California.
In fact, when those people run, their entertainment career often takes off because there's renewed interest in what did Schwarzenegger do, what did Reagan do, and now what did Fred Thompson do.
Yeah. Well, let's take another caller. Willie in Madison. Hi, Willie. You're on the air.
Hi. I heard a statement that sounded sort of like generically Hollywood people can do pretty well in politics. I think that needs to be specified a little better. Republicans, right-wing Hollywood people, are worshipped and lionized in the news media. Democrats like Barbara Streisand, who makes political statements, Paul Newman some years back, they get bashed just endlessly. And, you know, you have Arnold, you have Reagan, you have Thompson, you have Sonny Bono was regarded as a legitimate candidate. It's like you're not a legitimate candidate if you are a Democrat or a liberal or anything else. Susan Sarandon, would she ever run for anything? She's probably smarter than an awful lot of other politicians, particularly the president, but she can't ever run because she's on the left. The media is irrevocably right-wing and hates left-wing celebrities.
Willie, I'm glad you brought this. This is interesting. Professor West, is there any truth to what Willie's saying here? Is the Republican celebrities are the ones we're talking about right now, not so much the liberal celebrities?
I don't think there is as clear-cut a right-wing bias in the press as William suggests. I mean, there certainly have been Democratic activists who have been criticized, but then you have people like the U2 singer Bono, who's devoted his recent activities to world debt relief. He gets very positive press. Angelina Jolie now is talking about world poverty. She's all over the media generally in a positive way. So there are liberal activists who end up getting very positive press. But when you, I would distinguish between activists who lobby for particular causes. I mean, some of them are controversial, some of them are not, versus celebrities who actually run for office. I mean, in our book, Celebrity Politics, we did a long list of actors and athletes who have sought public office. And regardless of whether they sought office as a Republican or Democrat, they almost always win. I mean, there are a couple of exceptions to that, but by and large, these are individuals who are seen as white knights. They do well when they seek office. Now, some of them don't do so well in the governing process, like Jesse Ventura, you know, when he became governor of Minnesota, bombed out. But in the election process, voters seem to like these people because of their unconventional backgrounds.
Yeah. Can you name, I don't know, Jesse Ventura was an independent. Was there a prominent Democrat in national politics that was formerly a celebrity or actor?
Bill Bradley is.
I suppose basketball. Yeah.
There's a former basketball player, Tom McMillan, who won several terms in Congress. So there have been a variety of Democratic either actors or athletes who have sought office and done well.
Yeah. Does that say anything about the shallowness of the American electorate?
I would not draw that conclusion. But I think what it does say is you need name identification and money in order to do well these days. And, you know, that's what celebrities have. They're well-known, and either they're personally rich so they can put their own money in, or they have a bunch of rich friends, and so it's easier for them to raise money. And the other advantage they have is just in terms of trustworthiness and credibility. Again, you know, if you compare celebrities to conventional politicians, people don't trust politicians. They tend to trust celebrities more because they're coming from outside the political process. I mean, that's what I think is the strongest claim that celebrity politicians have, that they haven't spent a lifetime cutting deals, and so therefore people are more likely to trust them.
Yeah. So what should Fred Thompson, what sheet out of the playbook of Ronald Reagan is Fred Thompson going to choose?
Well, if you go back to Reagan, I mean, Reagan had conservative positions. He was conservative on abortion and gun control and, you know, supported cutting taxes. And I think, you know, Thompson will kind of echo those lines. But the other thing Reagan did was he had the genial side that helped to win people over. I mean, there was a famous study of the 84 presidential campaign between Mondale and Reagan. And the survey evidence after the election showed that there were a lot of people who actually agreed with Mondale on the issues, but they ended up voting for Reagan because they liked him, they trusted him, they thought he was a strong leader. And so what Thompson has to do is to use ideology to appeal to the base, but use his nice guy image and his reputation as having good leadership skills to broaden the base beyond that conservative wing, because he cannot win the national election only with the support of conservatives, but he can use his personal qualities to reach out to other people who might not agree with him on specific issues.
We're talking with Darrell West. He is a professor of political science at Brown University and co-author of the book Celebrity Politics. We're talking with him because Fred Thompson, Law and Order actor and ex-senator, former senator, says he will start an exploratory committee for a potential GOP presidential campaign bid. We're looking at how Fred Thompson is doing already, his positions on certain issues, why he is looking so good to so many in the Republican Party, and what he can learn from Reagan, Schwarzenegger, and other celebrity politicians. We welcome your thoughts and questions about this at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. What do you think the appeal is of Fred Thompson? Why is he doing so well so soon? You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 12 minutes before 7 o'clock. Coming up after 7, Hillary Clinton is asking for public input on her presidential campaign song. Coming up after 7, we'll play some of the top contenders for that honor to be Hillary Clinton's campaign song, and we'll wonder what you think. Maybe even take some of your suggestions. Plus, we'll look back at some of the other campaign songs through history, what role they play, and whether they help or hurt a campaign, or whether they make any difference at all. We'll have some fun with campaign songs, past and present, coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now, we're talking about politics as well, celebrity politics, with Daryl West, a professor of political science at Brown University, talking about celebrity politics because a celebrity is most likely going to be jumping into the presidential race. Fred Thompson, Law and Order actor, former senator, is going to form an exploratory committee, and some are saying that he could announce as soon as the 4th of July weekend that he is running on the GOP ticket for president. What do you think of this? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Let me ask you, Professor West, about your reaction to this straw poll at the Wisconsin Republican Convention a month or so ago, when it was an unscientific type straw poll where Fred Thompson, not even running, Fred Thompson was number one out of all the candidates, and our own former native son Tommy Thompson was number two.
Obviously, Wisconsin likes Thompsons in general here.
Yeah, there we go. So,
but I think in Fred Thompson's case, he benefits from the fact that he's kind of the hot flavor of the month. He's getting a lot of positive press, people wanting him to come in. There are probably people who are supporting him now who don't know a lot about him or don't know details about his policy position. In fact, you know, he hasn't really taken detailed positions on a lot of these questions. So once he starts taking positions, you know, his support might drop a little bit.
Yeah. Rudy Giuliani was number one in the polls, too, and maybe some of that support has eroded since we started knowing more about him, besides that he was the mayor of New York during 9/11.
I think both Giuliani and McCain's support has dropped for different types of reasons. I think McCain's problem is he's too close to Bush on Iraq. Giuliani's problem is these social issues where he previously was more moderate and now he's taking a tougher line. You can't really change your position in such a short period of time without, you know, suffering the label of a flip-flopper, and I think that's a problem for him. And I think the conservatives just simply are not going to trust him in particular or a New York City mayor. Generally, when you look at the past, mayors have not fared very well in presidential politics.
Yeah. What is this going to mean for Newt Gingrich, who has been apparently, you know, on the sidelines, maybe considering a run himself as the, you know, the real conservative who would appeal to the base?
Well, he is the other potential big name who could jump in. And unlike Thompson, who, as you point out, is likely to come in the 4th of July, Gingrich has said he's going to wait until the fall, September or even later, and make a decision at that point. I think the risk for him is that, I believe, is going to be too late, because to run for president, you have to build a national organization, and you have to raise $50, $60, or $70 million, and it takes, you know, 6 to 9 months to do that. I mean, Thompson coming in June and July, although it seems like it's still early in the process, from an organization standpoint and a fundraising standpoint, it's actually getting late. So I think if Gingrich waits until the fall, I believe that will be too late for him, and I think that will harm his candidacy.
Take some more calls for Daryl West, professor of political science at Brown University, co-author of Celebrity Politics, talking about Fred Thompson, probably running for president. Bob and Nina, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning to your guest. Fred Thompson, to me, is a paper tiger, because all you see is his character on television is just for a few seconds. And you really don't see him debate. You don't really see him do anything except, you know, give advice for a few seconds, and that's it. He's not in front of the camera very long, so he doesn't do an awful lot. And I think, his character on TV is just a paper tiger.
Yeah, so maybe he doesn't have a juicy enough role to really do him any good, Daryl West?
Well, he has a role that's significant enough that he gets the name identification advantage of being a Hollywood actor. And, that really is the primary advantage, because that's what allows you to raise money, get media attention, have shows like this devote an hour talking about mm-hmm. his possible candidacy. So, you don't have to be a great actor. Sonny Bono wasn't even a great singer, but yet he was able to convert his celebrity status into a successful congressional career.
Yeah, and Fred Thompson, while maybe best known for the current role with Law & Order, has done other acting, too, with maybe not as famous as Ronald Reagan, but he's done other movies and such.
Yes.
You mentioned once before that when a celebrity enters a race, odds are that celebrity is going to win, according to your research. You said there are a few exceptions, though. Any notable exceptions? A celebrity that ran for something who was defeated?
The most recent exception was Lynn Swann, the former Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver who ran for governor of Pennsylvania in 2006. But he ended up, he got the Republican nomination, but then he lost the general election to Ed Rendell. But the problem was he was running against a very popular incumbent who was seen by voters as having done a good job. So that's an example of celebrityhood not being able to overcome incumbent advantages, especially an incumbent seen as having done a good job. But when you look at other, there have been a bunch of people who've run for Congress. Some have run for governors, and then Reagan, of course, became president. Most of the examples, if you just kind of go down a list one by one of celebrities who have run, they end up winning. So mm-hmm. there's, the trend is much more in that direction than the exceptions who lose.
Yeah, and certainly if Fred Thompson gets into the race, we will know more about his his positions on issues, and there will be a lot more attention cast on him. But that acting ability is going to help him when he's on stage with all those other candidates for debates too, right?
It will, because right now, the problem on the Republican side, I believe without Thompson there are 10 candidates, and so when you watch these debates, it's really hard to distinguish yourself from the rest of the field. I mean, there are just so many people on stage, and in an hour debate, you don't get very much time. And so someone like Thompson, who projects well, communicates well, and is pretty well positioned with the GOP base, he's going to immediately stand out of that field. I mean, as soon as he enters, he's in the top four candidates right there. And, if he performs well and articulates the issues in a good way, he then probably becomes in the top two people in that field.
I was just going to go to a caller who just hung up, who wanted to maybe counter Bob a little bit in saying that his Law and Order character is this, this tough prosecutor, and that was going to be helpful in terms of who he is appealing to, and wondered if most of his roles were those kinds of leadership roles, and how helpful that might be.
I think that has been the case, and again, this is the strength that an individual like this person has, that he's going to win some support by the positions that he takes on the issues, but he will win even more support by being seen as a strong leader. In a time period when people are unhappy with the direction of the country, they feel that Bush has led the country in the wrong direction, and Americans like strong leaders. And so that will be a big strength for Thompson, I believe, if he comes into the race.
All right. In our final minute, you want to kind of sum up as to whether it sure looks like he's going to run, and his celebrity background is going to help him, huh?
All the indications are that he will announce a 4th of July weekend. That will give him a month to kind of iron out the specifics of, how he wants to handle Iraq. It'll give him a chance to put his organization together. He can he's already formed an exploratory committee, so he can start raising money now. So he's somebody who, if he does come into this race, will be in the top tier of the GOP field.
You know, we have just we do have another minute left. I wanted to transition into our next topic. Maybe I hope I'm kind of throwing you a curveball here, but any comment on Hillary Clinton's gimmick, asking internet users, YouTube viewers, to help her choose her campaign song?
Actually, it's a great gimmick because it's an audience participation thing, which Americans love. You know, we've gotten used to participating in American Idol, and, you know, we vote for this and we vote for that. And it's also will lend itself to great humor because there are so many possibilities, both in favor of Hillary and against her, in terms of songs that you could suggest to encapsulate her campaign.
And we'll play a lot of them in our next hour. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Darrell West, professor of political science, Brown University, co-author of Celebrity Politics, talking with us about the potential, the probable bid of TV's Law and Order actor and former Senator Fred Thompson. Looks like he's going to run for president on the Republican ticket. Thanks to Leo Duran for producing this hour and to Christina Taylor for on-air production. Thank you for listening and for calling in. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. If you would like a CD copy of this or any of our talk shows, call the radio store, 1-800-747-7444. Or you can listen to our talk shows at your convenience online. We archive them all on our website, wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.